It's the hour of round table. Would you rather be a zombie or a vampire? A good enough response could help you get through the All Souls College entrance exam at Oxford University, with news that the university asks prospective students to write an essay on whether they would prefer to be a zombie or a vampire. Let's look at the pros and cons of their lifestyles of zombies and vampires. So a zombie would be a 僵尸, right, in Chinese?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the vampire would be a 吸血鬼.
Yeah. Yes, but they're all fictional, and they don't exist in real life.
Well, good that they don't exist in real life. Yeah, so what would your answer be, gentlemen?
I think because they are both fictional characters, I think what we have as reference are televisions, TV series, or cinema movies. So I think based on the graphics or the storyline we get from these stories, I'm thinking I'm picking the side of vampires because they look nicer.
Oh, because they're handsome and pretty?
Yeah.
Carl, what about you?
I would definitely be a zombie because the trouble with vampires is that they are alive and conscious and they're aware of their desire and the fact they're going to live forever. If they go out into the sun, they'll get burned, they thirst for blood. There's a lot of pressure. If you're a zombie, you're basically brain dead. You feel peckish all the time. And you just sort of slowly wander around looking for things to eat, which sounds like a really nice way to spend a holiday, to be honest. So I think zombie, because you're brain dead, you don't really know what's going on, and you're easy to get away from. As a general rule, there are some running zombies, but mostly, if you're not a zombie, you can probably get away.
Really? I thought zombies move really fast. I've seen these horror films of zombies chasing you to death and filling up a train, if not
World War Z.
Yes, expanding, taking up the whole train station, taking over the world, and zombie apocalypse. That sounds so super, super scary.
Look, we've just had the October holiday, and if you have been to a major tourist site in the center of Beijing, you kind of know what World War Z is like with all of those people rushing in a mindless crowd to the attraction. So I've survived those. I think I'll be fine in a zombie apocalypse.
I see what you mean. Well, I'm happy that they are not there to get me, but certainly, yeah, when you have a crowd like that, oh, it can be a little scary sometimes. But with vampires, they're more traditional, I feel, and they're like well-mannered and well-suited. So I can understand why Lai Meng, as, you know, a guy who holds the title of being geek chic and our king of geek chic, actually, on Roundtable. So I'm not so surprised with the vampires, the choice. But why do you think Oxford University asks a question like this?
Because you've got to be creative. That's what I really like about this question. A friend of mine is applying for master's programs at the moment and looking at some of their essay questions. It's what's important to you or what's your career goals? And they're all quite boring.
Yeah.
But this is good because it's creative. You have to think of something original and you have to demonstrate the ability to make an argument and explain why
in other words it's an open-ended question, not like when you choose for zombies and they wanted vampires, you automatically disqualify. It's an open-ended question. A lot of it depends on how you answer the question.
Yeah, it's not like a GMAT question where there's only one of the four answers being correct. And I think that's really useful because if you can get through this essay question and be convincing, then it shows that you can write and reason critically.
I just like to still make a case for vampires because all this has to do with the book that I read, a novel that I read. It's called The Historian. It's about a vampire back in, I don't know how many centuries ago, because vampires, they live forever. They've been able to observe the history or what happened in history to sort of associate with historic figures. I being a history buff, I think that's quite a perk. I mean, I'm willing to not taste wine, not taste fruit, and not taste the delicious meals. I'm willing to pay the price just to be able to witness what goes on in the world.
And I will argue for Team Zombie because zombie films are generally better than vampire films because they're better at social criticism about the world we live in today.
That's true.
That's an interesting take on things. And yeah, I guess for a prestigious university, when they've got possibly the brightest minds of that batch of students, then yeah, critical thinking, seeing if you're innovative in ideas, that would be something to look out for.